You're listening to episode 22 of High School Counseling Conversations. And before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to Katie, or KB Farrell. She left a delightful review of the podcast, and I just want to share it with you all. She said, "I first became acquainted with Counselor Click via Instagram and started listening to this podcast when it began. I appreciate the practicality, challenge, and support to be a better high school counselor offered in each episode. A high school counseling community is sometimes hard to find, and I'm grateful to have found this one." Well, Katie, I am so humbled that you would listen each week and take the time to leave a review. When listeners like you leave a review, it helps other high school counselors find this podcast, and I'm so grateful for that. If you like what you're listening to, head over to Apple Podcasts to rate and leave a review, or if you listen on Spotify, go ahead and leave a rating. Now, let's dive into the episode. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Welcome back to the show, my friends. If you are a new high school counselor, a new school counselor in general, or a counselor about to make the leap to high school, I think you're going to find this episode to be reminiscent of a feel-good pep talk. I'm so glad you're here to hear it. I hope it's full of words that you want to preach to yourself even after you're done listening to this episode and you're done listening to me say it to you. Here are some of my thoughts as you move into your new role as a high school counselor. Here's the first thing I want you to hear. Build and retain your professional network of other counselors. Stay Facebook and Instagram friends with your people from grad school. Is there an alumni Facebook group for counselors from your grad school program? Make sure that you're in it. Or if not, maybe you could start that one. I'm still in mine, and I look to those people for all sorts of things. They post things like jobs in their area or in their school. We ask consultation questions of each other. Sometimes there are even free or paid professional development opportunities posted in these groups. Your classmates from grad school don't stop being your peers once you're out in the real world. You're actually colleagues now. Keep those experts in your back pocket for when you need to ask a "what would you do in this situation" question, because Lord knows we have those a lot. I worked in a district with lots of people who graduated from my same grad school program, but even at different years or different cohorts from me. It was always cool to even just feel like we had that in common, even if we didn't graduate in the same year. And that made a world of a difference in my first few years, especially as I had a million questions. I am pretty sure that my team at my school got asked half of those millions of questions, but the people from my program got asked the other half of those questions. As we kept in touch over the years, I also started to figure out who to call for what. Like, Nicole ran this amazing college and career day in her district at her high school, and Sam was an expert in state scholarships, so I knew who I could pick up the phone and call based on their specialties and what they really enjoyed and what they were super knowledgeable about. So when I had a specific question come up in those areas, I called them. If you don't feel like you have those relationships to lean on, it's never too late to start some new relationships and make some new high school counselor friends. Doors are opening to the Click Collaborative on August 15th. That's right, I gave you an actual date, not just coming in August. If you're hoping to connect with other school counselors this year to bounce some ideas off of and learn from, head over to the waitlist so you don't miss it. That's clickcollab.com, CLIQUECOLLAB.com. But I'll also put a link in the show notes. Okay, next, new counselor friend. Just because you're ripe doesn't mean you don't have amazing things to offer. You can be just as, if not more, confident in your role as a veteran counselor. Like, those counselors have a lot to offer, but so do you. You have to be the one to decide on that mindset. You're most certainly trained and ready for this position. You've read case studies, you've dove into journal articles, you've spent time hashing through tough scenarios in your supervision classes with your classmates and your professors. You've got the head knowledge, so much of what you have left to learn comes from what happens on the job. And listen, you have experience there too. Give yourself some credit. None of us veterans would say we know it all. There are a million ways each day can and will go. It's not up to you to have every path forged already. You are going to live in the gray. I'll say it again. So many of the scenarios in your high school counseling job are not going to be black and white. You might not have an answer, but the veteran down the hall might not have the answer either. You will live in the gray. There will be so many situations that come up that you'll still need help figuring out, and that's the fun of it. That's one of the parts I love about this job. So you can truly be confident that you're in the right place. Every one of us has started in the same shoes as you, and we've lived to tell about it. You're as prepared as you can possibly be right now. A quick break to ask you a question. Did you know that May, right now, is Mental Health Awareness Month? Are you looking for one more quick activity to do with your students either individually or in a classroom lesson when they finish their exams? Grab the Mental Health Awareness Digital Check-In. If you're using it digitally, it has interactive pieces to move and reflection questions for students to respond to. Check it out by going to counselorclick.com/mental or click the link in the show notes. Now, back to the show. Listen up. I know that you want to change the world. I did too, and I still do. But lower your expectations of doing it all at once. You will have students who don't listen to you. You'll have students who drop out of high school. You'll have students who don't get their diploma right at the very end. It's hard to see when you have put all the work in and all you want to do is help and have your students find success. But you won't be able to solve all of the problems ever. And you definitely won't be able to solve all of the problems in your first year as a counselor. Have goals of starting slow. I just heard this example on a podcast today, actually. Why do we feel the need to be so successful even in just the first 6 months of a role? Think about an intern or a brand new employee at a multi-bajillion dollar tech company. 6 months into their new role, they wouldn't be mad or kicking themselves because they weren't CEO of the company yet. Why do we put expectations on ourselves to be flawless and fearless just 6 months into a role? Careers are long-term trajectories. Like, there are going to be highs and lows. It is going to go on for a long time. I don't know if there's a point as a school counselor that I could say I ever made it, but I know that there'll be moments of celebration. You'll have markers in time that you'll know what you're doing is absolutely valuable and absolutely worth it. Like the memories that pop up in your phone with senior selfies at graduation, or the student you see working at the register at Old Navy years after you were her counselor. Get ready to love the relationships you'll build and the memories you'll make. I want you to know that you have to take care of yourself to last as a school counselor. Burnout culture is alive and active. You've got to protect against it. Get out and get involved in hobbies outside of your work that you love. If you are aware of this from the beginning, you're going to find so much longer-term success for yourself. Find your own counselor to process with. You'll carry others' burdens, and having your own person to hand that over to and talk through it with can be very helpful in balancing your own mental health. Make good habits of the things that bring you joy, and absolutely make these things a priority. Side note, I know we know all the right things to do as a counselor, like seeing a counselor, making time for exercise, taking breaks from social media, but I can now see a direct impact of these things on myself as I started making them a priority this year in my own life. This stuff really works, y'all. New counselors, I just really want you to know and deeply believe that your work is meaningful. It's impactful, and it will be for years to come. Welcome to the best profession in the world. You're going to love it. Remember, just like Katie, if you're enjoying the podcast, head over and leave a review when you're done listening. I'd love to give you a shout out on an upcoming episode. And if you like this pep talk, go ahead and share it with a friend who also needs it. See you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.